About 20 members of Madison's large Tibetan community turned out for a city county meeting last night to support a proposal to fly the Tibetan flag on May 4th when the Dalai Lama comes to Madison to speak to a sold-out crowd at the Kohl's Center. Sharab Latsang told the committee the symbolic gesture will not only honor the Dalai Lama, but more importantly, it will send a message of hope to Tibetans under Chinese occupation.
When they hear that, you know, a Tibetan flag, which is illegal to have in Tibet, where you could be locked up for years and years just for possessing the Tibetan flag, and when they find out that a city or a county is recognizing that His Holiness the Dalai Lama by flying the Tibetan flag, it gives them some hope that there are people out there who support our cause.
The flag-flying plans prompted an angry letter to Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich from the Chinese consulate in Chicago this week, urging him to veto the plan. And the flag flap has also sparked criticism from Annie Laurie Gaylor of the Freedom from Religion Foundation. She says flying a flag for a religious leader sets a bad precedent.
If they do that for the Dalai Lama, what if the Pope visits? I think there'd be a lot of people upset to see the Vatican City flag or Germany or whatever they'd put up for the Pope. It just, to me, is inappropriate, and there's so many better ways for people to show support for the people of Tibet.
But Tibetans say the Dalai Lama is both a religious and a political leader and is considered a diplomat for a government in exile. Next week will not be the first time the Tibetan flag has flown in Madison. In 1998, when the Dalai Lama visited, the flag was flown over the city-county building without protest from anyone. Gil Hall said, Wisconsin Public Radio.